Hometown Radio for you and yours, the one and only one, 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Steve and Lou Show. You got me so far, I don't know who it is, Nick, but you got to give me another song. I'm still in a race. Our phone number here is 914-636-0110. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, Lou? Great to be here.
Oh. I just want to start the show off, Steve, with something, then you could, you know, say what you got to say or whatever. And, you know, the other day there was a shooting in Jacksonville, Florida. Some lunatic nut job goes into a dollar store with an M15 rifle and shoots and kills people because they were black. This is disgusting. This is disgusting. That's what's happening here. I believe the Republican Party and the Democratic Party need to join together and take a stand on this hatred stuff that's going around here. Not thrive on this for votes or whatever, because I was going to put The View on today, but it was a pre-recorded show because I was waiting to hear their comment on this whole thing. But I did put on MSNBC to hear what they had to say. And they were saying, well, you know, this he had some nerve, Ron DeSantis, saying about making an apology to the family, making an apology for the state or whatever about the people. Meanwhile, he wants to get rid of, what's that called, critical race theory or whatever like that. And they're making a statement like this. This is a bunch of bull. This is a bunch of all-out bull. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of, to blame everything on white supremacy and this and that. And I want to go down to local now. Local people, a Lorraine Carl, somebody who I idolize, which she does. She's a mother, a grandmother, a wife, or whatever. Donates her time at a senior, donates her time to help underprivileged kids do their homework. That's a star to me. That's a woman that should be recognized to me. Steve?
Absolutely. I hate these one-track stories about racism while you're at it, gun rights and everything else. This nation is a much bigger story than gun rights and unfortunate and disgraceful and disgusting shootings by mad men, mad women, or even ones who are not mad, just riven, consumed with hatred. I agree with you completely. This is no time for generalizations. This is a time for communities. Great communities that we know, like New Rochelle, other communities, I'm sure, down Tallahassee way. I believe it was somewhere around there in Florida.
Yeah, Jacksonville.
Jacksonville. They've got to pull together, and they've got to find out how we can lick this problem together. And I don't believe passing nationwide bans is going to work. Forget about it. Proper legislation belongs in your neighborhood. Hillary Clinton used to say, and she drew a lot of laughter, but she had a good point, it takes a village to raise a child. To me, it takes a village, to her credit, it takes a village to make laws to determine what's proper conduct and what's improper. And it begins with the smallest unit, the family, children, relatives, your next door neighbor, your neighborhood association, your council district, your county. Take it from there. There's work that can be done locally. And I think the biggest enemy of work being done locally, Lou, is not some boogeyman, Democrat or Republican. It's this idiot media we have today, which seems to be consuming our lives, and our culture and our lives and our children are being lost in the process.
I agree with you. And here's another thing. You know, you look at this stuff here and it's going on in this country here, this hatred. people got to realize there's a big problem in this country, mental health. And if they don't tackle that in schools right now, they don't tackle that in everyday life, it's only going to get worse. Because you have somebody like this idiot who's probably mentally unstable. He probably goes to all different kind of crazy websites. And this people are bad. This one is bad. And they go and kill people. That goes on both sides. I'm not just singling out one side. That goes for both sides. This is something that has to be looked at in the school systems at an early age. And it has to be looked at when you go for gun permits and everything. Any kind of red flag, any kind of background red flag. If you went to a psychiatrist one time, should be banned or whatever like that. This is something this country needs to look at.
Very true. And I'm glad you raised the administrative problem. And this goes to Governor DeSantis, who I think is a good man and a decent man. And I think if I had to, I'd vote for him. But it's time for people like that whose lives are devoted to politics. Time to step back and say, you know what? This news coming out today, left or right, I don't care if you're the governor of California, the governor of New York or Florida. These are social issues that you can control today. You have to have enough money to do it. You have to have the backing and the attention of law enforcement. You have to have your mental health care, your public health authorities on board, too. And we can't be afraid to spend money. Now, I'm all in favor of streamlined government. I'm a conservative, always have been. But when it comes to public health, there are too many good things in this country going on to lose communities to the failure to properly institutionalize people who deserve institutionalized, Lou. And no place more obvious a case like that than New York City. We know there are thousands of people roaming on the streets. We know one unfortunate was in New Rochelle weeks ago. And horribly, terribly, and I believe wrongly, but I believe not with evil intent, but by stupidity, carelessness, and maybe bad hiring and screening, we had a loss of life in New Rochelle just weeks ago of an unfortunate man who should have been in an institution. He should not have been out on the street.
Exactly right. Exactly right. All right. The phone number is 914-636-0110. You want to give us a call. Steve, another thing I want to bring up is that the debate, the Republican debate, how I seen it now through my eyes, as I thought Swamy was auditioned for vice presidency, I think he put his name out there as the strong person, as a candidate for vice president. I thought he got that 100% or whatever. And I know you don't vote on people for president for your vice presidency, but I think he put his name out there. Do I think his foreign policy is good? No. I don't he sounds very good economically for local business, a smart man or whatever. But I think he's sort of up spot for vice presidency, how I seen it. You?
Well, I didn't see the whole debate. I saw segments, even though I taped it. I just didn't have the stomach to listen to these very qualified and decent politicians carry on for hours. But I will tell you, he's a very bright kid. I noticed him when he came out with that book last year, Woke Incorporated. He really telegraphed us, Lou, those of us who don't always get to these newest issues, how incorporated wokeness is destroying our business system, destroying the rights of people. That alone qualifies him for a post in this new administration. But I agree with you. Qualified, very articulate. He's nowhere ready to be president or even vice president, in my opinion. But he's a bright guy. He belongs in a good, progressive, conservative administration in Washington or even in Albany or New Jersey, I think his family's from.
You know, I watched Nikki Haley, and then Nikki Haley made a good statement when they was brought up abortion. When do you put a cap on this? 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 10 weeks? There's no cap here. You know, it should be bypassed in both sides of the aisle. If you're going to do abortion, you should put a cap on it. It shouldn't be to the 8th and 9th month, and then after that. It shouldn't even be a partial birth abortion, because that's just outright murder in my eyes, how they do that or whatever. You know, put a cap on this. Both sides need to step up to the plate and put a cap on this. And I don't see that happening at all. She brought up a good point with that, though. I got to give her credit.
Well, I'm glad there are voices of moderation in the Republican Party, because to be honest with you, emotionally, I am very immoderate on abortion. I'm against it. I don't like it, but I accept that it's not my call. It is primarily the call of the female childbearers in our country. But B, I believe you and I and people like us have something to say about it, but I don't believe it should be legislated from Washington. As sympathetic as I may be for Pence, because I think he did okay, too. He said some good things. I am not in favor of making abortion the centerpiece of the Republican process, because that's going to lose.
I agree with
that's
that. That's
the one-way loss for this party. We've got to be very much middle of the road. I think end of the day, Lou, we have to accept this is a republic. We should leave it to the states.
I agree with you 100% on that one, Steve. And then you looked at somebody like Chris Krispy Kreme. You know, you know, he was there like a big bully, in other words. Yep. And I didn't see, you know, you knew right away before it even started, he was there to bash Trump. You knew that.
Yep.
You knew that. But his ideas were way out there or whatever like that. You know, and as I looked at that whole show stage there, nobody has a better foreign policy than Trump. And that's on both sides of the aisle.
Absolutely true.
All right, we'll be right back after this break. 914-636-0110. The heavens on me, yeah. I will never be free, no, my baby, no, no. You gave a promise to me, yeah. You broke it. You broke it.
Is VOX, the most fun in the morning. Good morning, Westchester, with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Everybody, the phone number is 914-636-0110. Me and Steve, and I'm told Lorraine's on the line. Lorraine?
Lou, thank you very much for what you said.
Lorraine, I mean that from my heart, and I really do, Lorraine. I see what goes on in this country. I see what goes on in the world with people or whatever. Then there's great people like you and your husband that are out there that does things to help people. That's class to me. You could throw everything out the window, but that comes from the heart. And when something comes from the heart, there's no more genuine than that.
Thank you. The children give me so much pleasure, and I'm so happy when I'm there with them. Because I'm going to give you an example. When they had the fires in Canada and we were getting all that smoke, it was my day to go to Trinity, and we all had to put on masks, and the children were given masks to put on because they don't use them in school anymore. And one little boy said to me, "Can I have an extra one? I want to bring it home to my mom. I don't want her to get sick."
Wow.
So kids are worried. You know, they're not as carefree as we think they are. I think they have a lot of worries, and we have to be aware of this and help them and give them the opportunity to express it, you know, if they can.
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, from the Republican debate the other night, I didn't watch all of it. I watched parts. Mm-hmm. But I heard one of the questions was the younger group, today's youth, are their chief issue or the greatest worry is the climate. I'm not sure that's accurate, but it was said. If it's said or not, I certainly think we could be careful about our climate and careful of our pollutional habits mm-hmm. without terrifying kids either. It must be terrifying to especially younger kids.
Yes.
I think the questioner had in mind college students, but younger people, I hope they're not being driven mad or even made neurotic about this, because our society has had a great way of dealing with issues. Our America, more than any nation, responds to true problems and conflict, epidemics, and more or less. And I just hope we're not making a society full of neurotics about some of these conditions.
I guess he was, I don't know what he heard or what they said to him, but, you know, we were all conscious and not and didn't even know why we had this terrible color sky, right? And
of course.
The smoke. So, you know, he was conscious of his mother if, she, you know, he didn't want her to get sick.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? That
but in praising other people in Neurochelle that do a lot, I just like to tell you that the two PTAs that were established, one for the Lincoln Attendance Zone and one for the Huguenot Academy, the people involved really work and are trying very hard to make sure the students get the information, the parents of the students get the information,
beautiful,
especially in Lincoln Attendance Zone, because the children are going all over New Rochelle. And at the Huguenot School, that those children are cared for and that the program is acknowledged and that they eventually, sooner than later, get a decent space to go to school.
And, of course, Huguenot Attendance Zone, Huguenot School, was a prize and a favorite of our late great friend Joyce Furfurl.
Yes, yes, yes. She and, was very involved.
And we
that.
Can't cite her enough. Her loss to me was a terrible loss to the community.
Yes, yes. So, you know, I think we have to pay special attention since we've become, the school district has started to buy real estate, and I don't know why and where they're getting their money from to do that and if it's necessary.
Tell us, what do you know?
Well, no, they bought property.
The Columbus School right there, right next door.
From Columbus School. That was done in the proposition.
Yes.
But now they bought property near Barnard from the city, and they bought property near the high school. Now, what was very interesting is one of the council people said to Kathleen, well, we have to make sure that we're on the same page with them as far as flood mitigation. So are we buying flood properties that flood? I mean, this is crazy.
You have to wonder. Well, Barnard by itself, I know, beautiful site that it is, beautiful
gorgeous
building.
Yes.
But you just know, looking a block away, that is an area inviting more than a trickle of water.
Yes, yes, I don't understand what they're doing, and I think this year we should really press the Board of Ed to have a presentation about what we've spent with the first bond, and if we have any money left, and if we got any money from the state, and the second bond that we approved, you know, has anything started with that?
But what
because
a great
we
idea.
We don't know anything. There's no...
I think you're right.
Well, Steve, you are right. That's a flood zone from... Looks very big flood zone right there.
As a non-geologist, I would say that's a flood zone.
Exactly.
I don't know why they purchased this property. Why not just let the city take care of it? I mean, it's just crazy.
Well, it just shows you the level of communication, right, between official New Rochelle and the taxpayers and residents. I think it's a disgrace, especially in light of that egregiously disgraceful article in the Wall Street Journal last week.
Horrible.
That was so self-serving, Lou.
Yeah.
I know you know about it now. You weren't with us in person, but you called
I heard
in.
About it.
It was so self-serving to the professional, political, and consultant class. The mayor got himself a beautiful Jimmy Stewart-like photo. And, you know, look, I don't blame him for self-promotion. That's the game. But you know what? Sometimes that stuff just runs 90 degrees against truth. And that story was so wrong and so poorly edited. I don't fault the journalist. I'm sure she's a young,
well,
bright
woman.
Well,
it was the information she was given.
Given, right. But I will tell you, in my second class in journalism school, I learned you got to find a variety of sources. You just don't go to the first person wearing a uniform or who's drawing a paycheck from the company or the town. You got to ask everybody. I wonder if that reporter just took a walk down Lincoln Avenue, North Avenue, Union Avenue, Quaker Ridge, somewhere, and just got a flavor of the city.
Right. And also, there's another building going up where the Planned Parenthood used to be.
Yes.
And they had something in concerns about them getting a loan now that it came through, and it's a Capelli building. So, I mean, this is really... Well, if your dealer should get voted in, it's a crime. All of this has to come out at some point.
Well, see, another thing, too, is the old Avalon property, the original Avalon. What
how many times has that been sold?
That's right. What about the pool house? Remember what a pool was? There's a vacant lot there. What, they're going to build another 15, 20-story building on that vacant lot?
That was already approved.
It was already approved. So just imagine more traffic in Central City right now. It's going to be a nightmare.
It's
going to be a nightmare.
Well, I can tell you, I've spoken to Lou Trangucci, who is the mayoral candidate of the Common Sense Party and the Republican Party. Lou is a sensible guy. He's a businessman. He's coming from behind because, let's face it, the Republican registration in New Rochelle is abominably low. But he will make a good run for the prize if he can raise enough money. And I will tell you, I am not ashamed or upset about saying this. I am proudly supporting Lou. I think he'll make a very good mayor. Let's see the debates open up between him and Yadira Herbert Ramos. It should be an interesting exchange of ideas.
I hope the right questions get to them, because we'll probably have very few debates. I mean, it's the League of Women Voters. That's it.
Yeah, unless
we're invited to different neighborhood associations, but I don't even know anything about that.
That's a very good idea.
Well, I believe that neighborhood things, like it was years ago, West New Rochelle, Columbus School District.
Yes.
You should have Trinity School. You should have Jefferson School, and then one up in Ward School or whatever. That's the right way to do it. That's the city. That's the city here. And the people go to these meetings.
Without question, because the League of Women Voters, not taking away any of the great work they've done in the past.
It's partial. Let's say the truth there.
What?
It's partial.
Entirely partial.
It's partial.
Above the fray. It represents the left elites of our city. And I believe elites have their rights, too. But we should hear from the right and the left, the largely white League of Women Voters. Nothing wrong with that. And also from the people of color of New Rochelle, who I don't believe are represented very well by the League of Women Voters. We should hear from independent organizations. Okay. I think neighborhood associations may be a good place to start.
Well, the African-American community in this city, I feel bad for them more than anybody. We have 60 years with the Lincoln School District, and nothing was never solved. So let's say the truth. That's another thing nobody wants to talk about, but that's a big problem.
Right. Yes, it is a problem. And the people are trying to educate everyone about it and why it happened.
Yes.
And, you know, the children are being deprived of Title I money. Because they don't have the percentage in the two schools that they go to.
That's right.
And this is another thing. We have to try to get the Title I money going to the child rather than a percentage.
What percentage are you referring to?
To get Title I, you have to have a certain percentage in your school of children eligible.
I see. That's lunch money, right?
Well, no, it's not only lunch money. It's children who do not speak English.
Right. English is a second language.
Certain financial qualification that they have to meet.
All right. Thank you, Lorraine.
Okay, thank you.
Keep up the great job, Lorraine. I'm proud of you. Very good, Lorraine. I really respect that woman. Really. We'll be right back. I'm told Joanne's on the line. Joanne, as soon as the break is over, you're the first one on the line.
Came the time to realize.